This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A cold front will bring below freezing temperatures to much of the state over the next few days. Temperatures will start dropping sharply tonight, with lows in the single digits and highs in the teens on the Front Range and in parts of the Central Mountains. Around Denver and Colorado Springs, several inches of snow are possible by Thursday. Some ski towns like Telluride and Aspen could see more than a foot of snow from multiple storms. A power utility in Durango has voted to partially shift away from its single energy provider. As CPR's Michael Elizabeth-Sakis reports, the move will let them add locally produced renewable energy.
La Plata Electric buys energy from Tri-State, the largest power supplier for rural utility companies in the Rocky Mountain West. Historically, a contract with Tri-State means members can only generate 5% of their own power. The Durango's utility board has voted to negotiate a new contract to get only half of its electricity from Tri-State. If approved, the other half will come from a renewable power company. I'm Michael Elizabeth-Sakis, CPR News.
U.S. Representative Doug Lamburn has filed nominating petitions for his re-election primary. Colorado Politics reports the Colorado Springs Republican filed more than 3,000 signatures, which is double the amount needed to qualify for the primary. He's also expected to participate in the caucus and assembly. Lamburn represents the 5th Congressional District, which is predominantly El Paso County. Colorado Politics says he now has 4 primary challengers. This is CPR News. In Denver right now, it is 21 degrees with light snow. The low tonight is 5 degrees.